This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan-4 mission and Venus orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology sector. The union minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Jan Jatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said the scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. Mr. Vaishnaw said this will cover around 63,000 villages, benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Mr. Vaishnaw also announced that the government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Center of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality, that is AVGCXR, to enhance India soft power globally and attract foreign investment by positioning India as a content hub for providing state-of-the-art content. The minister said the Union Cabinet has also approved a biotechnology research, innovation and entrepreneurship development scheme with a new component, namely biomanufacturing and biofoundry. He said the proposed outlay for the implementation of the unified scheme BioRide is 9,197 crore rupees. Jammu and Kashmir has recorded the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies spanning 7 districts of Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgaon, Kishtwar, Anantnag, Ramban and Doda. The Election Commission noted that youth and women voters shone brightly at the polling stations, a testament to the deepening embrace of democracy in J&K. It added that their enthusiasm to cast their vote is an emphatic response in favor of the ballot against boycotts and violence. Long queues of voters at the polling stations showcase to the world the deep trust and confidence of the people of J&K in the democratic exercise. The four-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin from today in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde was honored with the second Global Agriculture Award by the World Agriculture Forum yesterday for his efforts in environmental protection, sustainable development and promoting a greener state. The award was presented to the Chief Minister by Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan during a ceremony held on World Bamboo Day at the NCPA Auditorium in Mumbai. In his speech at the felicitation ceremony, Chief Minister Shinde dedicated the Global Agriculture Award to the hard-working farmers of Maharashtra and reaffirmed his commitment to making the state a leader in the agriculture sector. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansal delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Grigoria Tanjung in the first round of the women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Zhangzhou yesterday. Bansal, the underdog going into the match, shocked the fifth-seeded Indonesian, winning in the straight sets with a scoreline of 2-6-2-4, 21-19. And in a landmark move to enhance defense cooperation, the Society of Indian Defense Manufacturers, SIDM, signed 2 memorandums of understanding on defense industry cooperation with the Emirates Defense Companies Council, that is EDCC, and Edge Group, UAE. This significant development took place during the first ever India-UAE Defense Industry Partnership Forum held in Abu Dhabi on September 18, 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.